This hour, your chance to win Yankee World Series tickets. Not for you to resell, not for you to transfer to somebody else, for you to go, for you to be in the building on Monday night. Should be a beautiful night. Game 3 of the World Series. We'll see what the series looks like at that point. Obviously, the Yankees opening up on the road, which is a rarity. In fact, I was doing some research in my head, and now you can fact check me with research on the computer. When is the last time the Yankees played a best-of-7 series? They are the road team, so they have to start on the road and play 6 and 7 on the road. When was the last time they had road field advantage, or however you want to phrase it, in the 7-game series, and won the 7-game series? Because 2 years ago, they played a best-of-7. Houston had the home field advantage. They lost. A few years before that, in 2019, they played a 7-game series. Houston had the home field advantage. They lost. Same in 2017. You go back to 2010, Texas in the ALCS had the home field advantage. They lost. In 2009, the Yankees had home field advantage. In 2004, 2003, all of them had home field advantage. You got to go all the way back. You ready? I got the answer. The head works. The last time the New York Yankees played a best-of-7 series where they did not have home field advantage and they won the series anyway, the 2001 American League Championship Series against the Seattle Mariners.
Wow.
That was a series in which the Mariners had won 116 games during the regular season, and the Yankees beat them in 5 anyway because they were the softest 116-win team in the history of baseball. True story. So it's been a while. Doesn't mean the Yankees can't do it.
I was going to say, it's history. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. You know what it is? It doesn't mean anything. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Makes you think of your youth. Makes you think of what were you doing in 2001 when the Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners. I know what Tiki was doing. He was kicking ass on a football field.
That's right.
So he was doing.
Probably not on the back page, though.
No. Let it go, Tiki. Let it go.
Never let it go, ever.
That bothers him.
Trust me. What day was that? Do you know the exact day that the Yankees won?
Which one, bud?
In 01.
When they won the pennant in 2001? It was a little later because everything got pushed back after the attacks of 9/11. So I would say it was mid-October of 2001, kind of in that range. Hmm. But here's the thing about the Yankees, Tiki. They were knocking your ass off the back page a lot. You got a lot of examples.
They were.
I mean, think about all the...
Pick a day. Pick a weekend.
Pick a year. You got a lot of them. But it's funny. The other thing I was thinking about, and a lot of people have thought this. This is not an original thought, is will this World Series actually have the most Hall of Famers? Because there's so many guys who may end up in Cooperstown. The modern record, because I'm not going to go back to the 30s or anything like that, was actually the 96 World Series, a World Series Yankee fans remember, at least if you're of a certain age. That World Series had Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, Wade Boggs, Tim Raines, Greg Maddux, Fred McGriff, John Smoltz, Tommy Glavine, and Chipper Jones. That's 9 Hall of Famers. That's an absurd number. And both managers are in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that this World Series will have that. But off the top, Tiki, Shohei Ohtani will go to Cooperstown on skates.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, should
skates.
As well.
Juan Soto skates.
Definitely.
Mookie Betts.
Gerrit Cole.
Skates. Gerrit Cole. I'd include Clayton Kershaw. He's not active, so I don't know if you want to include him.
Yeah. I mean, he's consulting.
He's consulting.
He's a player consultant right now.
Yeah. He's sitting there with his jacket on looking all so handsome.
Exactly.
And those are the guys that are locks.
What about the coaches, though? Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to judge. Dave's my cousin. I don't want to make things awkward at our family meal, okay?
What's he'll be second if they win?
Second championship, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, honestly.
If he wins, don't you have to?
I think he would be on his way because he also has other pennants. He won the pennant in 2017.
Right.
He won the pennant in 2018. So this is his 4th World Series. So, yeah, I think there's a chance down the road Dave Roberts could eventually get there. We'll see about Aaron Boone. There's a lot of borderline guys. Like, Freddie Freeman, to me, is a future Hall of Famer. I don't think Anthony Rizzo is. Giancarlo Stanton, I hesitate to bring it up because I have this feeling, I have this weird sports talk radio feeling.
That he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, that Stanton Hall of Fame talk is going to dominate 2028. I just have this weird feeling. Like, if we're still doing the show in 2028.
Why 2028?
Because right now he's still active, so it's like, not really. But once it's like the end of his career and his legacy's been written, there's going to be a lot of, hey, you think Stan's a Hall of Famer? At 500 home runs, Yankee postseason legend. Like, it's going to be, and by the way, it's a great debate.
It is.
So I think he's an on-the-fence kind of guy.
But it'll be determined by how, we talked about Judge having an important World Series in front of him, and Gerrit Cole was Sean's pick, but from a are you a Hall of Famer or not standpoint, Giancarlo Stanton might be one that really matters.
I think for
like
Yankee,
if he performs like he did in the CS in the World Series, and he's the World Series MVP, it's a huge tick in his favor.
Well, I think what'll help him is maybe not his getting in, but Yankee fans' love of him and the passion and the reverence of how they're going to talk about him. Like, he helps them win a championship. Right. He kind of goes up there as one of those Yankee legends that you love and you're going to defend. You know, you'll get bloody defending Giancarlo Stanton.
What's the number for home runs these days?
What do you mean? That gets you in?
Just put you in the heavily in the conversation.
I think it's been eliminated because of steroids. Like, I would have said 500, but I don't know if that guarantees you, and I think Stanton's on his way to 500.
429 he's sitting at
Oh, he's going to get there. I don't think there's any question. That's why it's going to be a great Hall of Fame debate at some point.
I think it's going to be rare if you hit 500 and don't get in.
Yeah, so if he hits 500... It wins the World Series, has an epic one to go along with an already epic postseason this year. Don't you have to say he's a Hall of Famer?
No, you do. Here's where Evan missed the boat.
What I miss?
In 2028, the conversation is not going to be, do you think Giancarlo's a Hall of Famer? It's going to be, do you think he goes in as a Marlin or a Yankee?
I was going to get to that. He's clearly a better Marlin, but if you win with the Yankees, I mean, it blows everything else away. But this is a star-studded World Series, to say the least. I mean, you're just hearing the names and knowing the
guys. First World Series ever with five MVPs.
Is that true, too?
That is true.
How about that?
And the first ever World Series with two guys on opposing teams that hit 50 homers.
It's also the first time that there's a World Series with a guy who was born on the date that the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. Oh, wait, that's not true because we found out that Sean made that whole thing up. That's a damn shame.
Read a number. It was still 14-90-94.
No, you read it wrong. You read it correctly. You just didn't realize that it was July instead of June.
You read 714 and thought that was June.
Right. You interpreted it incorrectly.
Thank you, T. Right.
You didn't
That's
read
exactly
it incorrectly.
So
you
I was
just,
right.
You
just
you weren't right. You went on the radio and said Jake Cousins was born the same day the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. How about the fact that Juan Soto was born today? Does that mean anything? Today's his birthday.
Are you making that up?
Oh, my God.
It is his birthday. They also called him a generational talent on Twitter, which I would have to argue against. Oh, by the way, he gave another incorrect stat there.
Oh,
you want to give it again about the 50 homers thing? Just say it again.
First time a World Series has featured guys on opposing teams that have hit 50 homers.
Opposing teams, you're right. Mickey and Roger had, you know, they've had 54 and 61. They're on the same team.
Clean your ears, positive Tommy. Be Q-tip Tommy, because I already said the opposing team.
There was a couple guys at a bar in Canarsie that were, you know, cursing you under their breath. I just want to clarify it. Mm. They were teammates, Mickey and Roger. You're right, opposing teams.
I do
want to
clarify. That's interesting. This is the first World Series in which the opponents feature guys who had 50 home runs.
Yes.
That's interesting.
As opponents,
I get that. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Interesting. Let's go to Donna in Huntington. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hi. I'd like to say thank you for being such a diplomat today, Evan.
Well,
you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much. That's my job.
I know how hard that is for you right now with who's in it. But I appreciate you being honest about a lot of things. The pitching is going to be the key. But you know what, Evan?
Yeah.
I think you're right about the seventh game, because if you match up player for player, not the pitchers, the players, the Yankees are going to win. Yeah. And it's a pleasure listening to you guys every single day before I pick up my grandkids from school.
Well, thank you, Donna. We very much appreciate that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret. You know, she says, oh, thank you for being diplomatic. No, you don't have to thank me. This has been therapeutic. Because I admitted this on Monday. I was very sad about the Met loss. I was, and I still am. I'm disappointed that the season ended. But I have decided to take my brain, and instead of crying, instead of worrying, instead of thinking about all the bad things that happened, I said, I'm going to put my brain to good use. I'm going to go baseball brain. And I'm going to go World Series baseball brain. And I'm going to go down the middle, IBO. Let's analyze. Let's be fair. If I've got to tell Yankee fans things they don't want to hear, I'm going to say it. If I'm going to tell Yankee fan things that they're going to love, I'm going to say it. And I got to tell you, it's gotten me through this week.
Mm.
So I want to thank you, Donna, and I want to thank the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees, two teams I don't even particularly like, but they've brought me out of my slumber, and they've brought me to a smart, healthy place. Baseball brain place. I'm here for you. You all can use my brain however the hell you want it. I'm just going to spit out stuff.
Okay.
Spit out honest crap, baby.
Here's a question we don't know the answer to.
Hit me!
You ready?
Yes.
Is this the first time? Because we're making an assumption.
Go ahead.
That Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani are winning their respective league MVPs.
What does that mean?
Is this the first time that league MVPs have played each other in the World Series?
I can't. You really put my brain to work.
No, I think it's happened 20 times.
It's happened 20 times. How about that?
Yeah, the last time was 2012 with Miguel Cabrera and Buster Posey.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, if you think about it, it does make a lot of sense because MVPs in general are on good teams. You know, for the most part, you don't usually vote for MVPs on last place teams. It happens. A-Rod, Andre Dawson. So if you're on a good team, even though a bunch of good teams make the playoffs, it does seem to make a lot of sense. And I think what's unique about this is, no offense to Buster Posey, Ohtani and Judge aren't just MVPs. They're MVPs who had, in a way, historic seasons. And so I think that adds to, I think, the majesticness of two great players going head-to-head, even though in baseball you don't really go head-to-head.
Right. So 22 times?
But 20 times, but this is only the
20 times.
This will be the fourth, potentially, but three have happened since 1980.
Oh, so a lot of it was
1980, 1988, 2012. A lot of it was early.
Makes Yankee a lot of sense because less teams made the playoffs.
Right. Last Yankee one was Thurman in 76, Joe Morgan with the Reds.
How about that? But this is on another level.
Yeah.
Because when you look at just the pure stat of what these guys put up, and I got to tell you, this has bothered me all year, and I brought this up very briefly recently, and I think you even said, Evan, why does this bother you? And I said, I don't know. It just does. The discourse around Aaron Judge versus Shohei Ohtani bothers me. And I want to make this very clear. Shohei Ohtani does not pitch this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He does not pitch. If he was a pitcher, different discussion. He does not pitch. Hey, Tiki, is Shohei Ohtani pitching in the World Series?
He is not pitching in the World Series. Okay. Dave Roberts just came out and said, bunk that. Nope, not happening.
Thank you very much. Sean, did Shohei Ohtani pitch in the National League Championship Series?
He did not.
Okay. Tommy, did Shohei Ohtani pitch in the regular season at all?
He did not.
Okay. So he's a DH, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Took a lot of swings at the bat.
Yes.
That's it.
And had a great year. So,
but that's all he did.
What I'm about to say about him is discussing him as a hitter, not as a pitcher. When he's a two-way player, he is something we have never seen before. But right now, he's not a two-way player. When he's a two-way player again, we'll have a discussion about him as a two-way player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to waste anyone's time talking about 2025. It's not 2025. It's 2024. In 2024, he was a one-way player. And he was very, very good. He was great. And he deserves the National League MVP.
Yes.
Aaron Judge, and I am not over-exaggerating, Aaron Judge was literally better than Shohei Ohtani in every single stat except for stolen bases. Every single one of them. You want to look at OPS? Aaron Judge. You want to look at home runs? Aaron Judge. Do you want to look at batting average? Want to guess, Tiki?
Aaron Judge.
You want to look at RBIs? Why don't you just guess?
Definitely know it's Aaron Judge.
Want to go with OPS Plus? That's cool.
That's Aaron Judge as
you
well.
You want to go... Yeah. So literally, every stat except for stolen bases, which I'm not, like, demeaning. Great! Ohtani stole a lot of bases. He did something no one's ever done before. 50-50. Yippity-doo-dah. Like, it's amazing. Does anybody in their right mind actually think that the stolen bases supersede the fact that Aaron Judge was better than Ohtani in every stat? So do not let Joe Davis, who's employed by the Los Angeles Dodgers and Fox, don't let Joe Davis... Nice guy, really good broadcaster, and handsome as all hell.
But it's all good to be a homer, isn't it?
Not when you're doing Yankees-Dodgers.
Well, he's
not
going
when you're
to be
doing Mets-Dodgers.
He's going to say Ohtani's the greatest player on the planet.
Well, he's not.
I promise you he is.
He can say whatever he wants, and I'm just going to remind you as an IBO, because I have zero reason to be passionate one way or the other about who's a better player this season. It's not close. Aaron Judge was better. I'll say it again. I'll say it louder if you didn't hear it the first time. Aaron Judge was better than Shohei Ohtani in every single stat.
Right.
Except for stolen bases.
So let's take it bigger than that.
Period.
So forget this season if you're going to look at the bigger picture and Shohei Ohtani as this unbelievably unique hitter, but obviously a great pitcher as well. And he gets back to pitching a year from now, and you take into account all the pitching that he's done prior to this year, obviously coming off the Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you say that Shohei Ohtani is one of the most unique and great players in baseball and probably better than Aaron Judge?
Yes.
And so that's why it's going to get said, because in people's
minds... It's irrelevant right now, though.
It is irrelevant, but in people's minds, they don't separate what's right in front of them from what they already know. So if you've already convinced somebody or they've convinced themselves that Shohei Ohtani is the most unique player, he just happens to not be pitching this year, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he's one of the most unique players. Probably, no, the most unique player.
He is.
Because Babe Ruth didn't even do this.
He did not.
The most unique player that they've ever seen, that's ever existed in Major League Baseball history, that just because he didn't pitch this year doesn't mean that he's not still that guy. Now, so that's why it's hard. You can't have that argument. You're right for 2024.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
But for posterity, for history, it's still going to hold true that Ohtani is the most unique superstar that we've ever seen.
I appreciate what you said. It's changing everything I said, though. Mm. You're talking about next year. You're right. By the way, Tiki, I agree with you. If you told me I could have one player in baseball, I'd probably pick Ohtani just because of the fact that he can do those things. But he's not doing those things right now. And I think for any Yankee fan who sits down in front of their TV tonight at 8:08, and for any baseball fan, because there's going to be a lot of you.
I thought you were giving out the number.
Our phone number?
That's a sign the Yankees are winning. We switched our phone number this year to 808. All the games started at 808.
It's 888. 808. Oh, yeah, 1019. Okay.
Still doesn't know the number.
I was just talking about sitting down and watching the game tonight. If you sit down and watch the game tonight, you do not care about what Ohtani did 2 years ago, and you certainly don't care about what Ohtani's doing next year. And that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is we are appreciating baseball this season. Juan Soto is a Yankee this season. We're not talking about 2 years ago or 2 years from now.
Yeah,
and so Aaron Judge was a better baseball player than Shohei Ohtani in 2024. And if you argue it, you're being disingenuous.
That means I have a problem with MLB right now. MLB.com. It has all the matchups. And it gives, you know, whoever bets, playing shortstop, Chisholm playing third base.
He doesn't play shortstop anymore, so they got that wrong already.
Right. And so on. Exactly. And on Ohtani's, you know what it says?
What's up?
TWP. Two-way player.
He's not.
And he's not a two-way player.
He's not this year. When he is, he's amazing. I'll put him over with anybody. But he's not. And he had a great year this year. He's not Aaron Judge. And like I've argued with people about it, and I almost look at their eyes and say, are you being serious with me? Are you screwing with me?
Yeah.
Because there's no stat, not one, unless you want to make one up. There's no stat that Shohei Ohtani has Aaron Judge beaten. Not one. And oh, by the way, you know what I left out just because I'm a nice guy? Because I don't want to dunk all over everybody's face?
War?
Aaron Judge plays defense. I didn't mention that. I didn't mention that Aaron Judge goes out to center field every inning and defends at a high-ass level. And this is not to put Ohtani down. It's just, it's not a discussion. Like, certain things aren't debates, and people debate it anyway, and you're like, why are we debating this? It's not close. Like, come on. What are we doing? It's like debating who's that's me. I was going to do a weight thing, and I stopped myself, and, you know, I'm not doing it. But my point is, as an IBO, Aaron Judge had a far better year than Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani had a great year. Aaron Judge had a better year. We all good? We all feel good about ourselves right now?
Yes.
Good.
We all agree.
Good. Sometimes I feel like I got to get this off my chest, and then I feel better. Let's go to Matt in Northport. How are you, Matt? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great, Evan. Huge Mets fan, obviously disappointed, but believe it or not, I am rooting for the Yankees. I did make a wager on them at the beginning of the year when the Dodgers signed all those players at 9-1. So I said,
"Look
I
at
could
you,
catch.
Yeah."
I'm gonna root for New York, and in the back of my head, maybe Yankees winning gives Steve Cohen a little more incentive to pay up. But I want to make my point, and it's about Ohtani. It's a good segue.
Yeah.
Do you remember a few years ago when Freddie Freeman was on the Braves? He went on the IL.
Yeah.
And they picked up Fat Adams, a.k.a. Matt Adams, and he played first base, and he hit the ball well. And Freeman, being the selfless guy he was, said, I'll play third base in the minors, and I'll rehab, and I'll come back and play third so that we can have both of us in the lineup because there was no DH yet.
Right.
Why hasn't Ohtani said, you know, we got Mookie Betts, we can play anywhere. Put me in right field. Put me at first base. Poor Freeman can't even move out there. I mean, not to feel bad for Freddie Freeman with the way he's killed my team over the years, but, I mean, Freeman is hobbled out there. Why would you not utilize the DH, put Freeman at DH and get Ohtani? He's thrown in the bullpen. Why can't he play a little first base? Why can't he play right field? He's really the best player on the planet.
I think, look, I see what you're doing. That's very trickily douchey, and I like that. It's when you say, if he's the best player on the planet, why can't he do this? Here's what I know about Shohei Ohtani. He has played 7 games in the outfield in his entire major league career that constituted 8 innings. That's all I've ever seen of him play the outfield,
yeah.
Which is nothing. He's never started a game in the outfield, and you mentioned first base. He's never played a game at first base. So my assumption is Dave Roberts and the Dodgers are saying to themselves, you know what? we don't think he can play the field. We're not going to try to have him play the field. Why mess with this? Let him mash at DH. And as we saw in the LCS with Freddie, Freddie played most of the games, but not all the games.
Right.
And that may occur in this series. Like game two, does Freddie Freeman start against Carlos Rodon? I'm not sure. You know, maybe they do move Max Muncy over to first base and Kiki Hernandez to third base, and they play, Podges in center field, like they did against the Mets. That's on the table, but I think what you're trying to do to Ohtani, which I kind of like because it's secretly douchey, is say, hey, if you're so good, go play first base.
But there's also no need for him to play in the field because you don't. He's not. I mean, maybe Freddie Freeman.
Well, that's his point, that Freddie would be better served just as the DHing. DH.
Yeah. I see. I hear you, but Ohtani could be terrible in the field.
Well, that's the
and I think he would be.
You think so? But he's such a great athlete.
It doesn't matter about being a great. It's a nuanced skill set. If you put me out in right field and I was a great athlete, I'm talking about not now, but because I'm almost 50, but when I was 20-something, I would have sucked at it.
Tiki, you got to stop lying to the audience.
I just never did. I would never have done it.
Tiki, I have you on video, bro.
Yeah, but that was one play.
He made the most incredible diving catch in the history of softball.
And that was a big, fat softball.
You still caught it. You dove like in the middle. You were Superman through the sky. It was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Didn't I drop a pop-up, though?
Oh, yeah. I don't have that on video, though. I don't know how we have your diving catch on video. Like, the luck of it was amazing.
Gallo?
Did Gallo have it?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
We were playing a softball game about a year and a half ago. And I'll never forget it. Tiki Barber's playing the outfield. It's a fly ball to center field. And all of a sudden, I see a man flying through the air. And I'm like, holy crap, is Tiki Barber flying? And he comes down with the pearly white. It was unbelievable.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
So somebody won Yankee World Series tickets. What I'm so curious about, Tommy, because Tommy gets the luckiest job in the world. He gets to tell that person they're going to the World Series. When you spoke to that person, did they cry?
They did not cry, but they were very, very nervous, and you could hear the emotion and the joy in his voice.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Tommy's burying the lead, though. He's not telling you.
Okay, then just speak, then. Look.
The guy wanted to know, instead of game three, can I get game four? I don't want to miss the Giants game.
That's not happening. that did not happen, is what I'm saying. Sean is making that up. That did not happen.
So when you told him, because here's what I would do if I was on the other line. Like if I was calling up, whether it was the mornings, the middays, or right now, and I heard a live person say, hi, have you won tickets from WFM before? I would be so nervous my phone would drop that I would initially scream at you my phone number just so that you could call me back in case my number dropped. That's what I would be afraid of.
There always is that little bit of a feeling out process. It's like a first date. Like, they're on speaker at first, they're in the car, so we have to go through a little bit of that process first. Then there's a nervousness, then it's, have I won? What did I win? And then all that. But with the Yankee tickets here, this is Yankee fans. They're locked in, they're excited, but I'll say his first name. Herman was very excited.
Herman was pumped up!
Really emotional.
Herm Edwards?
Not Herm Edwards, oh, okay. No. Herm Edwards did not win. Very excited, so we'll be giving away again in the 5 o'clock hour.
Look at that. See, how good did that make you feel? And I know that this is tough for Tommy. Tommy's a selfish person.
Yeah.
Right? And I say that with love. Like, I do love you. But even Tommy knows it. It's not like he's going to deny it. Very selfish person.
Did it feel good making them feel good?
Yeah, did it?
Even though it's not you. It's somebody else giving away these tickets.
And you're selfish. So that you're not
kinda,
used to that.
It's like coming through our show. You're just kind of the gatekeeper, so to speak. But did it make you feel good, Tommy?
You know what? Believe it or not, it does.
Yeah.
Did he really tell you
who he's taking?
What's that?
Did he tell you who he's taking?
No. You know what I should ask? Next time I'm going to ask the person who wins.
Well, I was going to ask you, if this is inappropriate, obviously feel free to say, Evan, that's inappropriate. I was curious if during the 5 o'clock hour, when we give away the Yankee tickets, can I pick up the phone? Can I be the person to tell them? Or is that something you want
to
do?
No, absolutely. You know what? Let me start off with them just to make sure we got a good connection, all that. Then I will hand the phone off to Evan Roberts.
Oh, I feel like Santa. Like, I'm going to be like, you go to the World Series, baby. How you feeling? I'm going to tell you right now, if you're the winner and you downplay it, we're not going to be good together. I need to hear, like, raw, animalistic excitement
that you're going to the World Series.
Or you have to break down in tears and cry.
Yes.
So you either have to be that raw animalistic, you're excited, or you have to just lose it emotionally.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Can't be middle of the road here.
My sister and I were
just, it's just tickets. Are you going to really start crying?
It's tickets to the World Series.
Breaking down and crying?
Yeah, do you know how expensive these things are?
I do, but some people just call on a whim. Oh, I heard that you got to call. Let me try. Hey, pick it up. Oh, I won tickets. Cool. That's awesome.
No, but this is more than that.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
It's World Series tickets.
You know
bro.
What else it is too? You have the chance to go to a World Series and see three legendary players play baseball. Can we all agree on that? Judge, Ohtani, Soto. Like in the history books, these are going to be three legendary players. You can't say that every year for a World Series. Like 25, 30 years from now, you could say, you know what? I was at the World Series to see three legends play baseball.
And you never know what you're seeing at a World Series. I was telling you guys the other day, my first World Series game when I was a kid was 96 game one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blowout, right? The Yankees lost 12-1, and you figure, well, what the hell did you see? I saw a 19-year-old, I think he may have been 18, an 18-year-old Andrew Jones hit two home runs in a World Series game. And little did I know, like, I'd be on the radio saying that guy's a Hall of Famer 2 decades later.
Right.
So sometimes you also don't even know what you're going to see. Besides the obvious, which Lugie's right about, yeah, you're seeing all-time great players. So very cool. And we'll give you another opportunity coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
What is the right play for a Herman or somebody who might win in the 5 o'clock hour? If you are single and wooing a future bride-to-be or husband-to-be, but they're not into baseball, do you have to take them to the World Series? You have to find somebody who loves the game?
Absolutely not. No, you find a game lover. You don't take someone. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, it is kind of, it could bring you closer.
You're also wasting it. And there's too much risk of a waste.
I knew I was going to tee Evan up for this.
Nah, I'm just being honest.
A waste?
With you. Yeah,
how
you can't.
A waste?
Because you don't even know if that person, you know, is going to be the one.
But it's the experience.
Why are you so disgusted by
I'm
that?
I'm just telling you, it could make, you that experience at me. It could make the relationship, like, bonding or.
Yeah, but what if that person becomes,
you know, like you go through trauma,
right?
You go through, like a survive whatever. And then they always fall in love in the movies. Like, it could be that.
Yeah, but if the person doesn't appreciate the magnitude of the event.
How could you not appreciate being in a World Series game?
I don't know. Sean just brought up the person's not really into it.
When you guys meet my wife, you'll understand that. I took a call last night from
a
guy.
She went to a Mets game by herself. Well, I mean, without you.
With her friends, though. And I think it took her six innings to even realize where she was. I took a call last night from a guy who, when the Yankees and Dodgers played in 81, he was 10 years old. His dad took him.
Right.
He's taking his dad now.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? So take your parents. Nobody loves you like your mama. Pay your parents back.
Take somebody who would appreciate it. And if that's your parents, great. If that's someone you're in love with, great. But if someone you're in love with or hanging out with or dating or trying to hook up with is indifferent to it, you can't waste the golden ticket on that. Mm. This is a golden ticket. This is the World Series. We don't know how often it's going to come around. But, hey, good luck. 5 o'clock hour, you'll get another chance to do it. Also, a little bit later on, I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe it's the election season. I have another conspiracy theory that's going to blow your brains out. That you're going to be like, holy crap, Evan's right. This is about the World Series. This is about Yankees Dodgers. And it is all backed up with facts and research.
So yesterday it was the Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Yeah, they have a secret deal and Bill's going to go back and coach the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah, I unveiled that. You can listen to yesterday's podcast to hear all about
and
that.
And this is a new one that you have.
This is a brand new one. But again, like, sometimes I hate to use the word conspiracy because I think people assume, well, that just means some weird made-up thing that's, like, no way true.
Right.
But sometimes they are true. You just can't see it. So this is about this series and what Major League Baseball is trying to accomplish in this 7-game series. I will unveil that to you coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll also get into the Jets and what they've got to do to beat the New England Patriots. But let's get back to some of your phone calls. Excited Yankee fans, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mark in Blooming Grove, New York. How are you, Mark?
Great, Evan. Great show. Thank you very much for taking my call.
We appreciate it.
The use of Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor,
yes.
I personally would leave him in a role that he's kind of accustomed to. When he got taken out of rotation early in September this year before he got hurt, there was a game. I think he got the Cubs. No, they're not the Dodgers, obviously, but they started with the righty.
Mm-hmm.
He went like 4 1/3, Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nestor came in and completed the rest of that game.
4 1/3 no-hit innings that day, yes.
I think that would be – because now you're saving your pen in game three, maybe. I'm not saying you're going to go all 9 innings with those two pitches. But you're now resetting your bullpen to set up. I think that would be the perfect slot for Schmidt and just really for Cortez to really, you know, give us like, you know, 10, 12 outs of some sort in game three, if that would work out.
Here's the issue with that. It's a great idea, by the way, and it's a good reference. That was the first Friday of the football season. I think that was an afternoon game, or maybe it was Saturday. It was Friday or Saturday of that series in Chicago where Nestor Cortez followed up a shorter outing from the returning Clark Schmidt and eventually Luis Gil. I don't think Nestor Cortez is, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think he's thrown enough to where he'll be able to deliver that many outs. He got 17 outs that day, or 13 outs that day, I should say. That's a lot. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. And I don't think, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not extended.
Lengthened? Like,
lengthened!
Right.
Yeah!
I'm like, what are you talking about?
And words escape me sometimes, right, man. They escape me. He hasn't been lengthened to that point because of the time that he's missed. I think what's more realistic about Nestor is him getting 5 outs, 4 outs, 3 outs, kind of in that range. I don't think he's going to be that long of a reliever. If he's pitching well in a game, would I consider trying to expand it batter to batter? Sure, why not? If a guy's pitching well, you keep him in until he finally gives you signs that it's about to go. But I don't necessarily think Cortez is going to be available to throw as much as that.
Well, I mean, after he's told us earlier in the week that if I got to sit out a season and my arm falls off because of the flexor strain issue that he's had or whatever it is he's going on right in his arm, we knew then, I think this happened on Tuesday because you were out sick, he's not going to be the starter. He's just going to be in a bullpen role. But how long does that last and how repeatable is it?
Well,
if he's got an issue that could put him out for the season and he already knows it, how many innings is he going to be?
Well, remember, he hasn't pitched since September 18th. So you're looking at a month plus since he's pitched in a real baseball game, not live BPs, like a real baseball game. So in terms of back-to-backs, I have no idea. I think Nestor Cortez is just another lefty out of the bullpen. Mm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's not. But just how often are you going to be able to use him? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's a day-to-day thing to see how he feels. Like, could
Isn't
he pitch?
That risky, though?
I mean, it's the World Series, bro. What are you waiting for?
Nothing, but I'm just saying. If you say he pitches, Garrett Cole gets, not beat up, but just say he gets taxed. He gets to 92 pitches in 4 innings, and they got to pull him early in this game one. And, let's throw in Nestor because the lefty makes sense. And when can you use him again? Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're waiting until game five? Like, when are you using him again?
It's not something like, I know he's pitched in the bullpen in his career, but I don't think he has a lot of experience pitching on back-to-backs.
I'm not even talking about his experience. I'm talking about his health, like his current health.
They don't care about his health. It's just about winning right now, buddy.
I know I don't care, and I know he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. That's why I say it.
But, like, how effective is he going to be?
Well, effectiveness is all that matters, and I think it's a day, honestly, it's so tough to answer because it's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah.
Like, will they use him tonight? Probably not because they have a very well-rested bullpen. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see your Tim Hills and your Tommy Canelys. And I mentioned Tommy Canely because Tommy Canely's a righty who gets lefties out. Like, that's just his pitch arsenal. So he's a righty-lefty specialist in a weird way, if you want to call him that.
Yeah.
So will we see Nestor today? I'd almost lean towards no because your bullpen's fresh. But I think the likeliest time we'll see him is in those middle three games at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, can he pitch on a back-to-back? How often can he pitch? Who the hell knows? I just don't think him being a long reliever, 4 innings, like our last caller described, is very realistic. But he's another weapon.
Yeah.
Look, I mentioned this earlier. Most pitchers don't go third time around, okay? So there's a third time around, there's a fourth time around in which relief pitchers, in all likelihood, are getting those guys out. That happens twice in a game. There's 7 games, maybe 7. Mm-hmm. That's 14 times you're going to have to find someone to get Mookie Betts out. Maybe Nestor Cortez is a guy once or twice who can do that. And the once or twice he does that saves Clay Holmes from doing it an extra time.
Or
saves Luke Weaver an extra time from doing it. So there's value in every at-bat and every game. That's the beauty of the postseason. You can think about this in the regular season, but then you remember, it's 162. You got to think big picture. Their big picture is this is a 7-game series, and this may be your only time here. So you better take advantage of it. Josh in Smithtown. Hey, Josh.
One second. Sorry about that. First of all, I was just wondering if Juan Soto on that game-clinching home run, if there were 0 outs, which Sean has suggested he bunted again like he did earlier in the season, or...
Yeah, remember that? That's a good one.
I'm still right earlier.
Yeah, so, I feel like when Sean gets on the mic, it's one of three things coming out of his mouth. It's going to be a jinx of some kind, a dad joke, or some kind of misinformation. So I never know where to go with him, to be honest.
What options?
Yes.
But, you know, I remember actually, Evan, when you had that conversation with Joe about how much would you be willing to spend if the Jets had a chance to win the Super Bowl. And I remember, you know, what the reasoning was that you were going to get the outcome with that one event. Because I've always said, as a big Rangers fan, that if the cup was in the building, I'd always want to be there. But, you know, if it was 3-0 and then it's 3-1 and then three and it goes 7, it's so hard to, you know, then you have to buy four games and, you know, it gets crazy. So I don't think your number was really that insane as much as Tiki scolded you. And I just wanted to kind of say, like, if you have
much.
The money to get in, you get in.
Yeah, so the number I used for anyone just tuning in was Jets are in the Super Bowl.
I just think
how much would you be willing to pay? And I said 10 grand.
But are they that much?
The Super Bowl ticket?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to think.
How much Super Bowl tickets are?
Not how much they are, but you used to get tickets. Like the players would get tickets,
right?
And most guys would sell them. Like you get them immediately, and you'd sell them immediately,
right?
And some guy would come around. He'd just be giving out checks or cash or whatever.
Nice.
And you'd get your tickets. You just give them right to him. And I'm trying to remember how much they would give us.
Well, I could tell you right now, the Super Bowl, just to put this in perspective, which takes place on Sunday, February 9th, if you go on SeatGeek right now, because we do not have access to general Super Bowl tickets. Now,
no.
You did as a player. That's awesome.
Right.
You don't. Even a season ticket holder of a team that gets there, I think they put you in a lottery. And then God knows what those prices are.
Right, because there's so many corporate sponsors.
There's right.
So many non-specific team fans that are going to be in the building.
The get-in price right now on SeatGeek for a Super Bowl is $5,800.
For a ticket.
For a ticket. So when I say $10,000 a ticket, I'm probably talking about an average seat. Like, I don't know how good that seat would be. In fact, I'm looking at, all right, if I wanted the same seat I basically have as a season ticket holder, like upper deck, but I'm pretty high up, you're looking at about $10,000 a day.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm actually accurate.
But that's 50-yard line.
Upper deck, 50-yard line. Yeah, good seat.
Okay, upper deck, 20-yard line.
Ah.
That's not a horrible seat.
I didn't say it's not a horrible seat, but honestly, bro, if you're spending $9,000...
Might as well spend 10.
I looked, all right, 20-yard line, it's about $7,000.
Yeah, and it's not that different of a seat. It's amazing how much, I don't know, 30 yards can change. Now, it's obviously much wider than 30 yards because the higher up you go, the wider that actually is. But still.
Now, if I go to club premium seats, which is 50-yard line and closer, like the second level, it's $13,000. I'm starting to think that's worth it. Like, if you spend $7,000.
How long ago did you have this conversation with Joe?
Oh, man, a couple of years ago.
So, I mean, prices have likely gone up.
I think they've gone up, but here's the kind
of... I'm just saying, like, 13 or 14 is probably more in line with what you said then relative to now.
Probably. Inflation's a bitch, man. But here's the other thing to keep in mind. The Super Bowl is the game, and you get the conclusion. You may not get the conclusion you want, but you find out if your team wins a championship or not.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's a best of seven. So the Yankee fan who's not lucky enough to win tickets from us has to make a decision on how much money they're going to spend. It's a game in a best of seven series. That game could be 9-1 and have, you know, I don't want to say no bearing on the outcome, but be forgotten about in the outcome.
Right.
Like
but that's not going to change your enjoyment of going.
It won't change your enjoyment of going, but the bang for the buck that you're getting is different than when you're buying a winner-take-all game.
Yeah.
The winner-take-all game is just going to, whether it's a bad game or not, that's it. That's the Super Bowl. That's the game you're always going to remember. So it's very, very different and very, very risky. But what I would say is if you have the money, and that's the most important thing, don't spend what you don't have. Being at a World Series is incredibly special. Have you been to a World Series game, Sean?
Never to a World Series game.
Have you been to a World Series game, T?
Never been to a World Series game.
Loogie, have you been to a World Series game?
Have I been to any other championship other than the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you went to an NBA Finals game. You left early, you told me.
Yes, I did. That's right.
I'm disgusted by you about
that. That's right.
I have never been to a World Series game.
Wait a second. So all of you guys are World Series virgins? Every single one of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not Herman.
Not Herman. Not me.
Well, not you either.
I mean, I've been to a lot of them, actually, at this point. Wow. I got to take you guys. You want me to take you?
You don't have tickets.
I can find a way.
Look at you.
I mean, if I wanted to go, I know I could find a way.
I know you can find a way. Wow, Sean, so your dad never took you to a World Series game as a kid?
No, he did a good job carving out that liverwurst all his life. Never got into a World Series
game. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
No.
You didn't go to any of the Giant Super Bowls?
No.
Have you ever been to a Stanley Cup final game?
Nope, no NBA finals either.
Wow.
Just a WNBA finals game.
That's right, last year. Wow.
And you saw a champion.
I did.
Wow. We did. We did see that. That's for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls on the Yankees. We'll mix in some Jets. Why it's so important that they not only beat the New England Patriots, but they beat them handily. And I have a giant conspiracy about this World Series that, trust me, you're not going to want to miss. We'll address it coming up right around 4:30.